This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has proclaimed a day of national unity after saying he has heard Russian military action could begin on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Kremlin is signaling it is ready to keep talking with the West about the security grievances that led to the current Ukraine crisis, offering hope that Russia might not invade its beleaguered neighbor within days, as the U.S. and Europe increasingly fear. Questions remain about Russian President Vladimir Putin's intentions. However, on a last-ditch diplomatic trip, Germany's chancellor said there are no sensible reasons for the buildup of more than 130,000 Russian troops on Ukraine's borders, and he urged more dialogue. Britain's prime minister said Europe is on the edge of a precipice, but added there is still time for President Putin to step back. The U.S. State Department said on Monday that American citizens should leave Belarus immediately after the buildup of the Russian troops along Belarus's border with Ukraine. The U.S. has already advised its citizens to leave Ukraine, and earlier Monday announced that it was relocating its Ukraine embassy operation from the capital, Kiev, to the western city. The U.S. Senate Ukraine resolutions are now stopping short of legislation to impose sanctions on Russia. That's occurred. The U.S. Senate is reconsidering a resolution in support of Ukraine as the senators are eager to respond to the president's aggression, but differential to the White House strategy to avert a crisis in Europe. The White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan briefed Senate leadership on Monday amid the fast-moving developments. President Joe Biden and Western leaders are working swiftly to